You're listening to the Lovish Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. Each week, I'm going to help you to develop the belief and strategy necessary to make an immediate impact on the world by deep diving into topics like mental wellness, faith, relationships, and you guessed it, love. I should mention before we hop into the show, this is not a substitute for a relationship with a licensed therapist. You ready? Let's get it. Hey, hey, aren't you tired of running around like a chicken with your head cut off? How many times have you promised to do better with your wellness routines only to let life get on top of you again? I want to invite you to pause and pour by downloading my app, The Lavish Haven, your sanctuary for cultivating daily wellness. It's completely free to use. You'll start with our pause and pour quiz and then access our signature daily and weekly wellness trackers, mood playlists, elevated emotions collections, scripture-based guided audios, and so much more. Hit the link below to start today. Welcome back for another episode of the Lovish Podcast. I hope that you've been enjoying the Passion to Purpose series so far. This week, we have my longtime friend, Andra. Andra is amazing, and she is doing some amazing work out there clinically in Arizona. So if you are interested in connecting with Andra, please check the link down below. Check the show notes down below. I love Andra's answer here when talking about passion and purpose, about the intrinsic thing that you automatically feel that doesn't take much out of you in order to see it expressed or produced. I also love that Andra talks about passion and purpose spreading like wildfire. I don't know about you, but I have definitely been there where it feels just intrinsically motivated, like there's a motor inside of you. There's a mission, there's a vision, there's an intense focus that you have to stay committed to until you see the fruit of your labor. Let's jump in with Andra. People have different definitions of passion. Can you take a minute and tell me what passion means to you?
Passion to me is a felt experience, like the burning glow of the fire within you. It's already there. It's intrinsic and it doesn't take a lot to fuel. So I would equate passion with emotion, I think, but I might have to think more about this.
Awesome. How are you walking in purpose? What does that look like tangibly in your life right now?
Walking in purpose, I think then if we're thinking of passion as that already intrinsic burning glow within you, then purpose would be, man, the fire that blazes a trail. So purpose and how that happens in my life is, well, I guess I'll say my passion is hope and love and spreading that. So I think that I also really like analogies. So spreading that like a wildfire for me means showing up authentically in my relationships with people personally, and then also in the profession that I have chosen or has chosen me as a therapist and working in the field of mental health, really passionately believing in the instillation of hope through love ethically. That's how I live out my purpose, is through loving and hoping. And that can take many different forms. So currently, that has taken the form of me operating a private mental health group practice.
Where did your purpose walk actually start? Where did it originate?
My purpose professionally really started to take shape, I would say, in early elementary school. There was an assessment or skills-based test given that helped to pinpoint or identify areas professionally that you might be well suited for. And I remember learning at that time the word psychologist And I had no idea what that meant. And doing some research, learned that people have a profession of actively listening to one another. And that was like the door being opened and this fresh wind coming in. I was so astounded by that, that I just remember that being very pivotal in this awakening or awareness of purpose for me in my youth. And then I would say my purpose has continued to be shaped by unfortunate as well as fortunate events along my journey. So, as is true for likely all of us, I've experienced pain and suffering, but I have also experienced healing, health, and positive relationships are a huge component to the healing part of my journey personally, and therefore professionally as well.
What advice would you give to a woman who has so much passion bubbling up inside of her that she has no idea what to do with? If she were watching this podcast episode right now, what would you say to her?
Well, if passion is that warm, glowing, burning fire within us, then my recommendation or my advice that I would give any individual who's wanting to live more passionately would be quite simple. Just do it. Let it burn. Don't limit yourself by putting this false expectation that your passion only has purpose in these grand or very clearly defined boundaries with these very high expectations of what that would look like to execute your passion. Any way your life currently is situated, allow your passion to show up. So maybe you are at home with little kids, then let your love and your hope show up with your little kids.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, share the love. Share it with your mama, share it with your auntie, share it with your best friend. Then head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Reviews help the podcast to grow. Well, that's all I have for you today. I'll see you out in these social media streets. Bye.